Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, welcome to Pirate Money Radio, the show that sails against the tides of fiat tyranny and charts a course back to honest money. I'm Kevin Freeman, the author of Pirate Money, and joined today by my co-host, Mike Carter, my friend of more than 30 years and business partner for about half that. Mike, why do you think we're called Pirate Money?
Well, I know why we're called Pirate Money. It was your idea. And I was like, are you sure, Kevin? But it does give kind of that perception of, I don't know, swashbuckling. Is this really legit? But I will say the genius of it is this. I can wear this shirt as I've been working legislation across the country. If I'm in an airport or something, I have this shirt on. It almost never fail. Pirate Money. What's Pirate Money? And it's the perfect setup to what we're doing. And like, I want some of that.
Yeah, but you walk in church with this and they're like, oh, we're not pirates because that sounds bad. But pirates aren't always bad. The name comes from my book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. And when the founders met in Philadelphia in 1787, everyone understood real money to be Spanish gold doubloons and silver pieces of eight, the Spanish milled dollar. That's a piece of eight. And these weren't just any coins. They were trusted worldwide because their consistent weight and the milled edges around the dollars that prevented people from shaving off silver. And the founders preferred them for reliability and security as honest weights and measures. And as we approach the 250th birthday of our great United States of America this year, it's the perfect time to rediscover this. The founders loved pirate money because that's the coins that circulate, gold doubloons and pieces of eight. Ben Franklin was once a fan of paper money until he and everyone else learned the truth that it quickly becomes dishonest. Franklin's company.
Well, the nice part is, yeah, he printed the paper money, which gave him a nice profit. I might like paper money for at least the short term.
If you're a printer of money, you might like that. Yeah. Wouldn't you love the Federal Reserve concession? You know, that's all the money that they're printing. But now it's all digital.
Magic trees that
grow money.
They talked about that are in different places. One of those computer servers that just prints it.
But you talked me into, Mike, to see the movie The Great Awakening. And when I saw it, one of the things that stood out to me is the people who were yelling at Dr. Franklin, who's being carried in his sedan chair. That's what the big box that he was carried in. And they were yelling and complaining, your paper money is not worth anything.
Yeah, that stood out to me. And, you know, even back then, people were feeling the impact of not having sound money, of money that was not holding its value, that was hitting the hardworking Main Street Americans at that time. And that's what we're seeing today.
Yeah, well, you've got a $50 trillion bill. That's the worst. When paper money fails, they start printing bigger denominations. They get rid of pennies, for example, and then you can only use nickels, and they'll get rid of those. And eventually, you know, you won't have $1 bills anymore. And that's what they've done in Europe. The 1 euro notes and the single pounds, you don't find those. You find the larger bills. But tell about the 50 trillion.
Yeah, well, I have it in my billfold still. It's so worn out, I'm going to have to find another one. Thankfully, it's not really worth $50 trillion.
No, but they're going for about $100 on eBay now.
Mine might be worth about $20. It's gotten so much use. But no, some have heard this before, but it's significant because sitting next to a gentleman at an event, and told him what we were working on, and he literally grabbed my arm, and he says, you've got to get this passed in Texas. This is before we had the legislation done. I'm like, we're working on it as hard as we can. Well, you know, we're spending our own money to try and get this message out. He goes, no, you don't understand. They said in my country, in Zimbabwe, inflation would never happen until it did overnight. I lost everything. I lost my house. I had to pay to get 3 loaves of bread. I had to sell my truck. And if I could have had one of these cards, one of these transactional gold and silver cards and gone to the grocery store, I would not have had to worry about how I was going to pay, how much paper I needed to get to buy one loaf of bread. I could have bought groceries at everyday low prices.
So that's in modern times, people wish they had pirate money, which we call transactional gold and silver. But in the times of our founding, they printed so much money, they called them continental notes. And again, these were printed by Ben Franklin's company. An example was, here's a $4 continental note. I bought one of these on eBay, and it says, this bill entitles the bearer to receive 4 Spanish mill dollars, which are those pieces of eight that I talked about, or the value thereof in gold or silver, according to the Congress held in Philadelphia, and this one was 1775. I have one from 1776 because I thought it was a cool year to have one from. But the point was, it's paper money. They claimed you could exchange it for gold or silver or Spanish mill dollars, and there was nothing behind it.
Yeah. Well, at least you had paper because today, you know, we do the video clips, and it's like, well, we print it. We don't really print it. We produce it digitally, and it's just put into the system.
Yeah, no, it's produced digitally, and so they just make the stuff up, and boom. You know, if they want to give you an extra $1,000, they'll give it to you. But where'd it come from?
Yeah.
Where'd it come from? They just made it up. It's not coming from taxes.
Yeah.
Which goes to the other video that we play, which is Jared Bernstein. It's like, hey, you all print money, right? Yes. And you borrow money. If I had a printing press for money, do you think I'd be borrowing from anybody?
No, no, but they are. They're actually stealing, which is why pirate money fits so well, because as they keep printing that, the money that you and I have becomes worth less and less.
Yeah, well, good news, Ben Franklin going into the Constitutional Convention, after the money had failed, people blamed him, and even though he was one of the most respected founding fathers, but guess what? Dr. Franklin came to realization that we needed real money. And so the Philadelphia delegation entered into the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, which they voted for unanimously, and said, hey, paper money has failed. And I think it's Washington who said, you know, it opens the door to every species of fraud. Jefferson said, paper is poverty. It's the ghost of money, not real money itself. J.P. Morgan, not a founding father, but he once quipped, he said, gold is the only money. Basically, everything else is credit. So Ben Franklin, who is printing these bills of credit, enters into the Constitution that a state cannot produce bills of credit. They have to use gold and silver coin, and he literally meant pirate coins, mm-hmm. gold doubloons, and silver pieces of eight.
Mm. Starting to feel a little more legitimate as a wear. I thought I was being a bad guy wearing my pirate shirt.
But yeah, no.
Now you're telling me I'm really, really just a good guy.
Well, stop and think about it. They didn't want to use British money, right? We're rebelling against the British. You can't give the British authority over right. your currency if you're fighting them. They'll just cut you off.
Yeah.
So what they used was Spanish gold doubloons and pieces of eight. And every time you hear, I mean, every time I hear that, I think Captain Jack Sparrow, or I think Blackbeard, or I think the Hardy Boys mysteries from the, all right, that's really dating me. And if it's dating me, it's dating you too, because you're about the same age.
I never watched the Hardy Boys.
On Mickey Mouse Club?
Nah, I missed that one, so.
Oh, man.
I knew they were there, but I didn't really watch them.
I read the Hardy Boy books. My brother was big into the Hardy Boy books and the mysteries. I loved his. I also liked Encyclopedia Brown mysteries.
Okay.
And Encyclopedia Brown was like a two-minute mystery, and you had to figure out what was going on.
Parents, there it is for your kids. If you're listening to this, Kevin Freeman, one of the smartest people I know, these are some of the resources he had as a kid. Maybe get your kids to read at least Encyclopedia Brown. I'm not sure about Hardy Boys. We want men, but
no Hardy Boys.
You're a man. Okay, you're okay. You got that.
I liked,
you
know, Hardy Boys.
There's
I'm
good
not talking
though.
Nancy Drew. I didn't read Nancy
maybe
Drew.
That's what I'm confusing it
yeah,
with.
Yeah, no,
yes.
Hardy Boys were
that's
the
it.
Brothers.
Okay.
They were the cool guys.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah,
hey.
I put them all together.
Yeah, no. All
well,
right.
Let's talk about the good pilots. This is John Paul Jones. I mean, that sounds a little more like a should be a singer or something like that. But John Paul Jones, he was a good pilot.
Hey, before we get there, we got to mention we're talking money. And we got to mention there are three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And before we get to the wonderful John Paul Jones, which I went to John Paul Jones Elementary, I just want to wrap up with the notion that real money in colonial days was gold and silver, and paper money was not real. They knew it because it was pirate money. It was available because the pirates had attacked Spanish galleons, and they brought back gold and silver that entered the Americas, and that was the coin of the realm. It was the literally reserve currency of the day, and it was real gold and real silver, and that's why we call it pirate money, because that's what the founders wanted. And even today, your friend from Zimbabwe, given a choice of a $50 trillion, he would rather have had pirate money, right?
That's right. That's right. It's interesting to me that our founders saw what they did was wrong, wasn't working, said this is the way it's got to be, and now we're 250 years later, hopefully coming back to that same realization, but we've kind of stepped out of bounds on this one again.
We did, and it was ruinous the first time, but we survived it, thanks be to God, and we will face a challenge again in the future with $40 trillion in debt. If we don't get back to real, honest weights and measures, which we'll be talking about after the break. But you brought up an intriguing point. You brought up John Paul Jones. If you ask the British today, they would say John Paul Jones was a pirate. But you ask the Americans, he's the father of the United States Navy. That's an intriguing story, and we'll cover it when we get back right after this break.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles. Gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty. Invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by the great Mike Carter, a modern-day pirate of the monetary revolution known as transactional gold and silver. We use the term pirate. And by the way, the pirate in Pirate Money is not about criminals. Real pirates plunder without cause. But during the revolution, a version of pirates, we call them privateers, they were legally commissioned raiders. They were heroes
who helped us win independence. Like state endorsed, right? These privateers. So
yeah, the other side thought of them as pirates, but our side called them privateers. And you brought up the example of
John Paul Jones,
the father of the American Navy.
Did he do that arg thing? Arg? Did he do John Paul Jones arg?
Arg.
You think he did that, or
I don't know. I think he's probably more like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Probably.
Except not drunk. He wasn't. I picture those Pirates of the Caribbean movies and stuff. Yeah, John Paul Jones is a naval hero, pirate legend or myth. I looked it up. This is the official history. This is history.navy.mil for military. And they've got a traveling exhibit, John Paul Jones, naval hero, pirate, legend, or myth. And the truth is, he's a naval hero and a legend.
And a pirate?
And a pirate.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Feeling better and better about my Pirate Money shirt, even though I'm not as bad as I thought I was now.
No, and this is for a good cause. There's another example in the War of 1812. You know our friend Keith Green, our corporate chaplain.
I do.
He once told me that his great, I don't know how many greats he said. How many greats do you think it was to get back to 1812 from here? How many great grandfather.
We'll give him a couple. So
it's got five. Let's say six. I don't know.
But Keith is getting up there. I mean, you know, just in case he's listening, I want to see if he responds to that.
Yeah, Keith.
Not that far behind you, Keith.
Is a descendant of the pirate Jean Lafitte, who served the American cause. Jean Lafitte fought in the War of 1812 on the side of the Americans.
Do you think that's a real picture of him there? He looks a little bit like Jacques Cousteau or something.
I think it's a photograph from 1812. What do you think?
Yeah, okay.
No, there were photographs I've seen of Lincoln, but I don't think they had cameras back then. Matthew Brady didn't have his... Yeah, that's something. You look it up. Matthew Brady, I think it was Matthew Brady, and not from the Brady Bunch. He was a photographer that took a picture of Lincoln. I think he had to hold still for like 10 minutes or something for the film
to expose.
That's how the
eight pictures came about.
Yeah. So here it is. And this is from the very incredibly reliable source of allthat'sinteresting.com. Okay, I go from the official history of the Navy and a dot mil address to now we're at allthat'sinteresting.com about Jean Lafitte the pirate. But it tells the story of the War of 1812. This guy was a hero.
All right.
They threatened to put him in jail, and he said, hey, I'll fight on your side. And Andrew Jackson, you know, that rat Andrew Jackson, as my Cherokee family would say.
Yes, yes.
He actually said that he saved their bacon, and they were called the Baratarian Pirates.
Baratarian. It sounds like a choir. Baritonotarian?
Okay. Or maybe it's Baritarians. Barbarian.
Barbarian. That's
barbarian,
probably
barbarian.
They didn't have the spelling right on it. Yeah. Maybe it's a French way of saying it.
But for their role in aiding the U.S. against the British, the Baratarian pirates were pardoned by President James Madison. These were ruthless guys, man. They proved invaluable to U.S. defense against the British. Their aid culminated in the Battle of New Orleans on January 8th, 1815, within just 25 minutes, the British Army lost nearly its entire officer corps. Three field generals and seven colonels were killed by the Baratarian-backed assault. Man, wow. They were ruthless.
Didn't mess around.
No, it's like Sam Houston when he took down the Santa Ana, and his troops just took a few minutes. They just went after him. And, you know, there are pictures of the fight where they protect the Battle of... By the way, we'd already won the War of 1812, the Battle of New Orleans. They hadn't heard yet that the war was over. And then they went and robbed
them. Lafitte is quite the negotiator. It looks like he knows how to make the deals and double deals and figure that out. We better make sure our corporate chaplain's keeping us on the right path here.
Oh, that's right. No, we got to stay godly. We want to be the godly pirates. The pirates who don't do anything, I guess, from VeggieTales. All right, from a biblical standpoint, piracy would be wrong, but the same people acting in similar ways for a just cause would not be wrong. Example, was King David a thief, according to King Saul? Probably yes, but history records that David was God's anointed. His efforts were for the right cause. In our case, we are pirates, with quote marks, against injustice, especially in regard to money. God cares about your money. He cares that we're honest with it and have honest weights and measures. And so you know what? We're doing a little piracy to bring God's money back to the people.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not, using
really?
This. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
All right, the Bible strongly supports honest money. Proverbs 11:1, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Deuteronomy 25:15 commands accurate weights and measures for long life in the land. So, Mike, how is it that we're pirates?
Well, I just want to say I'm glad I'm a pirate and you didn't come up with the idea of being Robin Hood. I like being a pirate better than Robin Hood. It's a little bit of, you know, injustice and you know, all that kind of
stuff.
And not
men in tights.
Yeah, I don't want to be a man in tights. I want the arg.
Arg, and the eye patch and all of that.
But you know, as it relates to tyranny, many founders echoed the idea that rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Tied to Exodus and resisting Pharaoh. What do you think of that? What does that really mean?
Well, privateers fought for liberty against British overreach, service to God and country. And not all pirates were the same, as we saw with John Paul Jones and Jean Lafitte. John Paul Jones would be pure-hearted 100% and served in the American Navy, founded the American Navy. Lafitte was a pirate at some point, at least a smuggler. He said, well, I wasn't really a pirate. I was just a smuggler. He's at least a smuggler, but he fought for a good cause. Mm-hmm. But there's an article I found in Big Think. It says, how pirates helped turn the tide of the American Revolution. Privateers pillaged British merchant ships in the name of liberty and profit. And there's a pirate flag right next to the American flag. So
what you're saying, Kevin, this doesn't surprise me at all, but this was an economic war.
Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely, it was economic warfare. And you know, if we'd had a big fleet, a big naval fleet, we would have produced it, and they would have attacked the British ships in the same way, and they would have taken plunder. Mm-hmm. In this case, we couldn't afford the big fleet. So what we said is, we will give you a letter of mark and reprisal and give you permission to go act as a pirate to them. But from our standpoint, you're serving us, and you get to keep part of the booty you find. Yeah.
So these were entrepreneurs going out, raising capital, getting boats, saying, hey, there's a business model here that works.
That's right. All right, here's a quote. Nowadays, the term privateer is often used in the same breath as buccaneer or pirate, and often by people who do not know the difference between them. Technically, privateer refers not to a person, but a ship. Specifically, courtesy of Oxford Languages, an armed ship owned and crewed by private individuals holding a government commission and authorized for use in war. For clarity, the individuals who operate these armed ships are called privateersmen. But what we tend to call them, pirates.
Yeah. Privateersmen. Russell would have a hard time getting that branding all over the shirt. And so
privateersmen
that's,
money.
That doesn't sound good. Pirate. I like, arg, I'm feeling better and better about this whole pirate money thing.
Yeah. So privateers helped the founding fathers in numerous ways. Most obviously, they enabled the U.S. to increase its maritime presence in short time at private expense. Increasing this presence was vital to the war effort, as Britain's Royal Navy was the largest and most powerful in the entire world. In 1776, more than 270 British ships were sailing in American waters, while the Continental Navy, inexperienced and poorly organized, commanded less than 30. We needed some outside assistance. And I'll tell you, with our money, we need some outside assistance too. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Dunkirk miracle. It took the little ships. In this case, outside assistance, for example, could come from, and we talk about, and we'll talk a little bit more, Glint, which created a technology outside of the government system but can function with license, with regulation, with authority of the government in Florida and Texas and Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Utah, and so forth.
Yeah. Exciting times. We've got, you know, you just look at those odds. I mean, we had 30 ships versus 270. And what I love about this is all part of that American dream. How do you outthink your competition? How do you out-innovate? How do you do things differently? And then with God and prayer, what tools is he giving us to make a difference out there?
Yeah, but we are to obey government authorities, mm-hmm. and nobody's suggesting here that you act like a pirate and go attack the Federal Reserve or the monetary system. In fact, we respect them. They have government-issued authority to do what they do. But also the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, allows a state to basically get privateers like transactional gold and silver companies. And this shows the importance of doing everything legally with mm-hmm. proper rules and regulations, like a commission of a privateer, just like we're doing with pirate money, transactional gold and silver.
And it makes sense. It's diversity. It's another way to pay. It's just smart.
Yeah, no, we see some rough waters ahead in the monetary world, but fortunately we've got some pirate money solutions that we can apply that'll help protect you and your family. We'll cover that right after this break.
Oh, hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo, and I'm here to tell you about coffee. Well, not really, but I'm going to use coffee to illustrate my point. Here we have several different coffees, each with its own unique characteristics. First, we have instant coffee. This coffee pretends to be coffee, but it's not really coffee at all. It's a fraud. Plus, it tastes terrible. I'm out. Next, we have woke coffee. Their coffee actually tastes pretty good. Until you find out that when you drink it, you have to admit that you've oppressed other coffees in the past. Insanity, I'm out. Next, we have Big Tech Coffee. Now, these guys used to encourage folks to share with others what they thought about their coffee. But now, if you say you don't like Big Tech Coffee, they'll take away your coffee pot. I'm out. This brings us to Patriot Mobile Coffee, right? This is one big cup of truth and freedom. There's no fraud here. Patriot Mobile is America's real Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile gives back millions of dollars every year to organizations that are on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. Patriot Mobile offers the best nationwide 4G and 5G coverage on the same networks as the other major carriers. So you'll get the same great coverage along with 100% US-based customer support while knowing you are supporting a company that shares your conservative values. Switch to Patriot Mobile today by visiting patriotmobile.com or call 972-PATRIOT.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Yeah, I'm talking with Mike Carter. We're talking about the history of pirates, why we're called pirate money, and we've drawn a distinction. They're good pirates and they're bad pirates. Good pirates are those that operate in cooperation with governments and achieve things that benefit the populace, and that's what the good privateers did. But there are also bad pirates, too. And I've got Brian Kilmeade wrote a book, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, the Forgotten War that Changed American History. This tells the story of the founding of the Marine Corps. Mike, have you seen this?
I've seen it, but I've not read it. But I'll put it up there with my Hardy Boys collection and get caught up now. I've been on the show.
Man, Hardy Boys, you're going to not let go. Hardy Boys were, my brother had the entire collection of Hardy Boys, and they were all swashbuckling, good boys. They were clean cut. They you know, hardworking, but they were boys. They were like, you know.
I like that. I missed it. It was probably about the time I got my motorcycle and I just started working on my.
No. By the time you could get a motorcycle, you were well past the Hardy Boys. I'm talking about reading this in first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. That's where I'm talking about. I'm not talking motorcycle days. Gee whiz. All right.
Russell says I was watching Bugs Bunny. I wasn't that either. I only had, I'll fess up, folks, Dad was an accountant, controller, wonderful man. He's coming up on his 90th birthday this next week. Happy birthday, Dad. He was like, cable TV? He goes, we don't need to pay for that. You get three channels. So was it on one of the three channels?
Mickey Mouse Club, yes. Well,
I don't know. I think maybe just on Sunday nights from 6 to 7, The Wonderful World of Disney. But I'm not sure about the rest of it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I had to go to Grandma's house to see the cable with the Hardy Boys.
It wasn't even on cable. This is before cable when I was reading Hardy Boys. We didn't get cable until the...
I'm talking about the TV version, not the book version. Yeah. Okay, all right. On to better thing. Let's talk about these evil pirates.
Barbary pirates. Yeah. They were taking ships and enslaving men in accordance with Mohammedism, which is Islam, right?
It sounds like history repeating itself again.
In the 1790s, Barbary pirate tributes and ransoms crippled the U.S. economy, economic warfare. Mm-hmm. By 1797, paying off North African states of Algiers, Tripoli, Tunis, and Morocco cost us $1 million. $1 million.
Before the money printing.
A staggering 20% of the entire U.S. federal budget. Which, number one, that means our entire federal budget was $5 million. And number two, we were paying $1 million. Now we're paying one-fifth of our tax receipts just for interest only. Mm-hmm. Then we were paying it to the Barbary pirates. Mm. They would literally, based on the Quran and based on Islam, they would attack ships and plunder them because they said that the people there were from Christian nations and therefore had to pay tribute.
That sounds a little bit prejudiced to me.
Yeah, well, you know what George Washington said? He says, hey, Congress, authorize the construction of six heavy frigates like the USS Constitution and the USS United States so we can protect American ships. And this led to the permanent establishment of the United States Navy under the founder of the Navy,
John Paul Jones.
That's right.
Pirate. Argon.
The British called him a pirate. All right. The resulting First and Second Barbary Wars ultimately allowed the U.S. to negotiate peace treaties through naval force rather than tribute. In other words, peace through strength, right? Permanently ending the crippling financial drain. Who fought back? Which president was in power when there was the fight back that sent the Marines?
The one with the Marine, was that Jefferson? Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. That's exactly right. So he sent the Leathernecks.
Leathernecks because they had like bad sunburn being on the ships on the back.
No, you know this. They wore these high leather collars, which is very important. If somebody is there, got a scimitar ready to just take your head off, they found it a little tougher going if they hit the leather first.
I want that iron version. I'm going to go back to medieval times.
Yeah, Marine lore states that the thick leather bands were designed to help protect the wearer's neck and jugular vein from the slashes, cuts, and strikes of pirate cutlasses and sabers.
Well, these were some tough guys. That sounds like you better be prepared.
That's right. But we know the Marine Corps, the origins trace to fighting these tyrants from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of
Tripoli. Yes.
We will fight our country's battles. Victors write history, heroes to us, pirates to enemies. As we hit 250 years, we are celebrating the good pirates, not the bad pirates, not the ones that were killing people and beheading people. We're talking about those that were plundering ships so we could get sound money in America to bring liberty, security, and values to the world. Marine Corps fought these tyrants. Today, our pirates, our good pirates, are fighting to reclaim sound money. And support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering a debit card and mobile app that enables users to access their gold holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. And at the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their account through the Glint app, available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint providing access to gold for modern spending. Look, we've seen a big change in the way that money is being handled, just like we saw 250 years ago when we went from a paper money system to the Constitution requiring gold and silver, and they used to get that gold and silver, there were privateers that took it off British ships. And today we've authorized companies to take fine gold and turn it into money like Glint.
Yeah. And it's such a big idea to me that the founders put this in the Constitution and we have the technology today to make Glint functional money, functional currency again. Not Glint, but transactional gold, functional currency.
So we're talking Glint now. It won't be long. How much longer will it be before you people in Florida, which, by the way, was a big pirate state, Florida, lots of pirates went into Florida. How long before they'll be able to use state-authorized?
Well, starting, I believe it's going to be July is what it looks like. I haven't talked with the Office of Financial Regulation lately, but that was the target they were commissioned to go after.
But you think
I know
this
vaults
year,
are being
sure.
set up. Vaults are being set up down there. Yes, so that is well on its way. And Texas getting ready first part of next year. So these things are starting to happen. Laws are being passed. I mean, Utah, we just had a great breakthrough there with legislation passed that I believe goes officially into effect 26th or 27th of this month. So what that looks like from implementation, we'll see how long it takes to start rolling out. But this is happening.
But it's really happening.
It's really happening. And, you know, we talk about being another way to pay and a hedge against inflation, but I want the good pirate to come out in me as well. I also believe that this is a kind of a safety valve as they keep printing that money that helps prop up the dollar and everything else as well. When people have options, it avoids panic. It's prudent to have, you know, diversity in a portfolio. And, you know, we just look at this and say, hey, you should have some type of rainy day fund set aside just in case something like what happened in Zimbabwe were to happen here. And I'm not saying that it is going to happen, but that was kind of the wake-up call for me. When he grabbed my arm, I was almost like he was shaking me. You got to get this done. They said it would never happen until it did. I hope it never happens here, but I want to have optionality if it does.
Well, the Bible says a prudent person sees trouble coming and prepares for it, mm-hmm. but a fool goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. In Zimbabwe, they went blindly on mm-hmm. and they suffered the consequences, but we see trouble ahead. I mean, $40 trillion in debt, you see trouble coming. But we also see attacks on our financial soundness, and we could use some privateers, like in Florida, they're opening it up. There, multiple companies will say, hey, I want to sign up to be a privateer to support the Florida economy. And they can be a service provider offering, but it's got to be real gold and silver. They yeah. can't just make up fake gold and silver.
Right. Like
this was 3D printed. Thank you, Jason, for this. But it's not real. It looks good, though.
I'm starting to get excited. Like maybe we really were getting some big gold sponsorship here or something. But that is well done.
You know, the Bible is very clear.
It's a little light.
The gold is mine and the silver is mine. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, and the paper money, that's me too. He doesn't say that. Mm-hmm. He says, the gold is mine, the silver is mine. And you know what he says about paper money? He says, gold and silver are purified by fire. What happens to wood, hay, and stubble when they get exposed to fire?
It's not purified. It's gone.
It's gone. It disappears. And so that's what we're facing. And you know, as the Marines were sent in to solve the problem of economic warfare with the Barbary pirates to the shores of Tripoli, we are going to send in the Marines, which will be a bunch of good pirates, not mm-hmm. the pirates who don't do anything for VeggieTales people, but good pirates are going to be stepping into the fray, and they're going to help protect us against the tyranny, the modern tyranny of paper money. That's what we got to look forward to. That's what we're going to deal with. That's what we've been fighting. Mike, you've been working so hard to make this happen. All right, we're going to come and we're going to discuss the tyranny of paper money. If you've never thought of it that way, it's economic warfare. It's being waged against you and your family, and it's threatening our future. Let's do something about it. We will right after this break.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
This is gonna be the fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fill this in? I seriously actually don't know how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming. Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know, you may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah?
Yeah.
How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, today we face a new tyranny, devaluing paper fiat money through inflation and debt and taxes. It's dishonest weights on a massive scale.
Yeah. You know, and we see those privateers that were fighting economic warfare. When we started the economic war room, Kevin, it was to the original vision, and we built this kind of like Churchill's bunker, a modern take on that, thanks to the hard work Russell did putting this together, because we wanted Main Street America to understand what's really going on geopolitically, what's happening economically, and develop plans that are going to be right for them. And so I'm honored to be a part of this team and working with every one of you out there that have helped us on the legislative front. Individuals from all these states that said, hey, help us get it done in our state. Meet this legislator over here. This is privateers, some of them, no financial interest at all. Most none of them have financial interest other than how do we make this right for Americans?
The good kind of pirates,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not the
and
bad
so,
pirates.
So they are the pirates, and I want to give an arg out to each one of you legislators and citizens that have said, hey, we want to get this done in our state. How can we help? So.
You know, we're getting emails, afr@piratemoneyradio.com. We're getting emails in regularly thanking us for us, asking us questions, telling us, you know, giving us ideas and suggestions and helping us promote the notion of real money, pirate money, as we call it. But it's really transactional gold and silver that you can use as money. Privateers fought economic warfare, and we're going to fight too. Because fiat money, that is money backed by nothing other than I say it's worth something, which the government does, it hurts ordinary people. And the true pirates are those who issue paper money and they keep the gold for themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we had a little pirate activity from Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1933. Yeah. Everybody turn in your real money and I'll give you paper instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I think what we've got is a system now that the privateers and what we're doing with transactional gold and pirate money is allowing another system that's going to give another level of protection so that doesn't happen again with the states being involved.
Under state authority.
Yes.
Under state authority. That's important. So these aren't bad pirates. These are privateers. All right, paper money, it works to a point. It works for a while, but eventually it collapses when it's delivered in excess amounts. A good example of it is this nation called Venezuela.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know? Go ahead.
Just looking at the picture we got there for those that are watching online, you know, just look at paper just lining the streets. I mean, imagine dollar bills that same way. The Zimbabwe guy, it happened overnight. Again, I hope it never does. I think we've got some good things in place politically to try and grow our way out of this, but we've got some real threats that say, there's some tough times potentially coming.
Well, it can never happen here. This is the United States of America. We're one of the richest countries in the history of the world. But, you know, Venezuela was one of the richest countries. At one point, Venezuela was the fourth largest economy on earth. They had the world's, on a GDP per capita basis, they had the world's largest oil reserves. They still do. And they elected a socialist.
Yeah.
Who decided to print money to give people free stuff.
And it happened slowly, and then all at once, like we say with bankruptcy and everything else, same thing. There were signs that said this is going to happen, right? There's different stages to this thing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no, they had the 2014 oil crash, and they were heavily dependent on oil for foreign revenue, and Venezuela's economy took a massive hit. So they printed lots of money so they could keep up. You know, it's like Mamdani in New York. Mm-hmm. Let's just give you free stuff. Well, they had a money printing machine instead of cutting spending when export revenues dried up. Then they had widespread shortages. The bolivar lost its value faster than the citizens could spend it. And eventually, they shifted to the United States dollar because it was seen as more real than the paper money they had. Mm-hmm. Could it happen here?
Well, you know, you've run those numbers. We've asked the AI. We've asked all kinds of experts and thought leaders. And the trend right now, unless something changes, is we're going to be paying everything we take in just to pay interest on that debt in, what, about 18 years?
Yeah. Yep. That's not less than two decades.
Doesn't take a brain surgeon to say that's not sustainable. And so we either have to see some things change or we need to be on our own say, all right, how do I be a privateer? How do I make sure I have my own diversity? What can I do to help make sure we have different systems in place to avoid this?
I want 250 more years for America. If we can turn the corner and with this, that's why we're racing so hard at this. We've got to get alternatives for real people in place as quickly as possible. Lots of wealthy people say, we don't need this. I can buy gold. But the average person knows we need it firsthand.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy the other day. Well, I see gold just as an investment. You know, he had all of his other inflationary things out there. He didn't quite understand this, but I'm afraid he will at some point.
I bet he was pretty wealthy. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's explain just how pirate money could work in a modern economy. Hey, you carry around gold doubloons and pieces of eight? Maybe. And here's a way to do it. Stay tuned.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
The real pirates are those that are printing fake money and trying to pass it off as having value. Now, I'm not saying this about the United States dollar, but it did happen absolutely in Venezuela. It happened in Zimbabwe. And if we don't change course, it will happen in America eventually, maybe as soon as 20 years from now or less. The solution, if we're printing too much money, the solution is to go back to honest money, transactional gold and silver, like state-backed options or Glint. It puts power back in ordinary people's hands. It obeys God's call for honest money and promotes liberty. As we celebrate 250 years, let's return to our founder's vision. And that vision was to use pirate money. But in this case, we're talking transactional gold and silver. Mike, share with us how this actually benefits real people.
Well, you know, for most, many Americans out there, the idea of buying gold isn't even in their purchase decision hierarchy. It's almost $5,000 an ounce. It's not easy, doesn't have easy liquidity. They don't know if they buy it for $5,000. Is it really real? Am I getting what I think I'm getting? If I have to sell it, what do I have to do if to sell it and get liquidity back there? But now we have a system in place to where you've addressed all the friction points that are out there. I know that if I buy it, it's state authorized. It's got the trust level for me.
It's certified pure.
In this case, it's LBMA 99.5%. You know, and we know where it came from. I've got the trust that's there. I've got the liquidity that's there because if I need to spend it, I can. And I was with a waiter the other day paying for a meal in gold, and he's like, finally, something I can buy into. I can't afford to buy a house yet, but I can start this way, have something that holds value, and start getting into the system.
Is it affordable for everybody, though, or do you have to come up with $5,000 to buy your first
ounce?
Yeah,
that's the beautiful part of it, because with the convenience of technology today, I can buy as little as $5 worth of gold on my app and start saving. Or I can do $10 a month, or $50 a month, or $100 a month. But in a year's time, I might have $600, $1,200. As inflation keeps going and gold's a store of value. Now, it will go up and down, so we don't say put everything into this. But I have a store of value and maybe keeps up with inflation. And if I need to spend it to make rent or to fix my car to get to work, I have that easy option of spending it with a debit card or with my app.
And it's available everywhere in America with the Glint. You go to glintpay.com if you want to learn more. Every American can do it now, but there will be this added benefit from your hard work and the hard work of lots of people to get it passed in the state of Florida in the month of July or August. Sometime in the next few months, it'll be possible for this to be done under state authority, which may have some tax benefits. It certainly has got some confidence building benefits, and that I know the state's regulating it in a way that they guarantee. Well, the company says we have so much gold there, and the state comes in and says, let's make sure you do.
Yeah, just setting up those financial guardrails, which is what I want. If I'm buying something online, I want to know that what I'm getting is real. I want to know, make sure that there's some oversight to it. In this case, it'll be audited. It'll be insured by Lloyd's of London, and it's a hard asset that I own. Unlike, you know, I'm not anti-crypto. I wish I would have bought it, and I know lots of young people out there that have made millions off of that.
Yeah.
But at least with my gold, I know that it's there. With crypto, I lose that key, and I'm not quite sure where that is. Here, I've got some type of real hard asset backing it up that's in my name. It's not in the app's name. It's not in the state's name. It's in my personal name that I can spend easily with a debit card.
Yeah, like a MasterCard. Glint right now uses MasterCard, but we were talking to a bank that said, oh, we issue Visa cards, and we'd love to do this with Visa so that you can spend anywhere in the world. Ideally, then, maybe you want to spend the gold, and maybe the merchant wants to receive gold or silver. It just gives people choices, and I think that's the important thing is, Mike, what you've been doing is helping people get choices that have that privateer label because it's completely under government authority at the state level rather than at the federal level.
Yeah. And it's under government authority, but it also has privacy. So the state doesn't really know what I have in there. The ledger keeps track of that by a kind of a blind identification number, but it's still kept relatively private. But at the same time, following know your customer, anti-money laundering laws, all the right things that say, hey, this is money.
It's like not being in the Navy, but being a privateer working with a private corporation. You're still under that official authority, but then you have that independence and privacy and all the things that go with it. So that's wonderful. Thank you all for sailing with us on our pirate adventure. Visit piratemoneyradio.com to learn more. If you're listening on AFR or following our podcast, stay tuned. We've got one more segment coming up. But for those of you who are leaving us now, until next time, stay free and support honest money. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm joined by Mike Carter. And Mike, you've made this your life's work the past few years with great success to bring pirate money to the masses. Everybody has it under state authority, which I guess you're not a bad pirate. You'd be a good pirate there.
Yeah, I just want to have that tough look. But I'm a good pirate, but I want to have the arg. I want to have enough testosterone, the arg, that it's real. But I look at this graphic, and for those, again, watching online, Fiat Money Island and the privateers out there with the gold that are not on that island, they've got an alternative. That's what we've been trying to set up here, giving people an alternative, another way to pay, something that says, hey, just in case, let's make sure you got that rainy day fund. Don't be caught in that island where everything's burning up and don't have an alternative. Have something kind of set aside that says, okay, I can do this. And we've done it in a way to where you no longer need to be able to rich to buy gold and silver. Anybody can afford to do it now.
Yeah, no, I bet the residents of Venezuela, not to mention Zimbabwe, Argentina, so many other countries who've suffered from a fiat money system sure wish that they had a pirate money alternative. And you'll notice in the graphic, if you're listening on radio, that you can't see, but the graphic is a smiling pirate skull. So it's a friendly pirate and helping people, and the people are cheering them on. Mike, thank you for all that you do for so many in this respect. Do you have final thoughts? What gives you hope for America?
Well, you know, you say it all the time, Kevin, and it comes from the Bible. If you get the money part right, that's how you're going to ultimately have true riches. And this is so much about that biblical foundation of making sure we got fair weights and measures, making sure everybody's got an equal chance out there. You know, even if we listen to, you know, Jason Cousins, who developed the technology side of this, he wanted a glint because he wanted to give everybody a glint of hope. And I think, you know, we put our trust in God, and ultimately he's in control. And so there's no reason to fear anything, but you can look at geopolitics, you can look at the record debt and say, man, there's a lot of things to be concerned about. And I'm just blessed to be a part of what God is doing in this, to see how he's working to give us some alternatives. Whether they're needed for some type of crisis situation or just a nice to have that's going to make me sleep a little bit better at night or say, hey, I've got an option if something crazy does happen. I like knowing that. And again, we're not about selling gold and silver. We're about getting the money part right. We're about helping to close that wage gap. We're about promoting liberty, security, and values. But we're about promoting real solutions. And this is one of those solutions that I think God has given us. And I'm just honored to be a part of working on this thing with you and the rest of the team here and seeing what he does next. I mean, to have six states in such a short period of time and to be implementing now is there's story after story of what God is doing behind this. And that gives me great encouragement and hope.
You know, I was just in Kansas. They passed it there, but then the governor vetoed it. I was meeting with a gubernatorial candidate in Kansas who is going to replace her, he says, and he says, I won't veto it. I'll sign that into law. All right, if you're not faithful with your unrighteous money, no one will trust you with true riches. That's Luke 16:11, the words of Christ. You have questions. You have prayer needs. You have comments. Email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. You need to be praying. Pray for America. Pray for the world to return to God's principles, including honest weights and measures. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. That could be Apple, Spotify, and so forth. Share this with your friends and check out piratemoneyradio.com. This is Kevin Freeman, joined this week by Mike Carter for Pirate Money Radio.
Arr!